Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Relevant Radio now presents the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, live from the Chapel of the Nativity at Relevant Radio.
Good afternoon. By way of introduction, my name is Father Richard Getchell, priest of the Green Bay Diocese. It's noon central. I invite you to stand and we'll begin by praying together the Angelus. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. And the Word was made flesh. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God. Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech thee, O Lord, thy grace into our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ thy Son was made known by the message of an angel, may by his passion and cross be brought to the glory of his resurrection through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you for joining us for Mass today from the Chapel of the Nativity located here at the offices of Relevant Radio in Green Bay. I'm pleased to be able to celebrate Mass with all of you listening through the radio or perhaps watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Today we're celebrating just a few days before Christmas, December 21st. It's also the feast of St. Peter Canisius. He was a priest, a doctor of the church. He was known as the second apostle of Germany. So we begin our prayer together in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May the grace and the peace of God our Father, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each of you.
And with your spirit.
As we come together now for the celebration of our Eucharist, we do need to take a moment acknowledging our sinfulness before the Lord. We do that by examining our conscience. We seek God's forgiveness, God's grace, God's mercy, as we need this in a moment of quiet reflection. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, who for the defense of the Catholic faith made the priest St. Peter Canisius strong in virtue and in learning, grant through his intercession that those who seek the truth may joyfully find you their God, and that your faithful people may persevere in confessing you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Zephaniah. Shout for joy, O daughter Zion. Sing joyfully, O Israel. Be glad and exult with all your heart, O daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has removed the judgment against you. He has turned away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You have no further misfortune to fear. On that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, Fear not, O Zion. Be not discouraged. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty Savior. He will rejoice over you with gladness and renew you in his love. He will sing joyfully because of you as one sings at festivals. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Exalt you just in the Lord, sing to him a new song. Exalt you just in the Lord, sing to him a new song. Give thanks to the Lord on the harp, with a 10-string lyre chant his praises. Sing to him a new song, pluck the strings skillfully with shouts of gladness. Exalt you just in the Lord, sing to him a new song. But the plan of the Lord stands forever, the design of his heart through all generations. Blessed the nation whose God is the Lord, the people that he has chosen for his own inheritance. Exalt you just in the Lord, sing to him a new song. Our soul waits for the Lord, who is our help and our shield. For in him our hearts rejoice, in his holy name we trust. Exalt you just in the Lord, sing to him a new song. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. O Emmanuel, our King and Giver of Law, come to save us, Lord our God.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
My friends, the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Mary set out in those days and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believe that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
If the gospel sounds familiar today, it's the same gospel that we heard on Sunday for the fourth Sunday of Advent. And the visitation, it's important to remember that leads up to not only the birth of John the Baptist, but also leads up to Jesus' birth as well, the incarnation. Of God becoming one like us. There is a priest in our diocese by the name of Father Dave Plyer, and he loves to offer reflections, particularly during Advent, about what that gospel is on a particular Sunday. When I was having Mass this weekend at St. Agnes in Green Bay, I read this because I believe it's such a great reflection. I guess it's prose. And it goes like this, the visitation. The divine energy within her womb propelled her to share the grace. Someone enwrapped in the frailty of age needed a knock of grace at her door. And the loyalty of love prepares the world for God, one act of kindness at a time. To whom does God send me? A fleeting thought or simple card may be the divine alert. Will I go? Will I be that graced knock that makes all the difference? My grandmother's Otannenbaum echoes in my heart's ears. Auf Deutsch, how loyal are thy branches, green in the snow as well as the summer. May I be that fruit faithful. Let my visitations bring leapings in the womb of those who struggle to find joy. The world waited for centuries for the first Christmas. May the first not be the only. I think it's a beautiful reflection on the visitation. And what Mary is doing, going to her kinswoman, Elizabeth. She didn't have to go, but Mary had within her a concern for Elizabeth. She cared about Elizabeth. She loved Elizabeth. I'm certain that she would do anything she possibly could to help Elizabeth. We're wrapping up this week real quickly. In just a few days, we do celebrate that incarnation. And as Father Plyer suggests, maybe we need to make a visitation. Maybe there's somebody that we know that is hurting. Maybe recently widowed, widower. Maybe their health isn't all that good. Maybe they're in assisted living, a nursing home. Perhaps they're in the hospital. Can we take the time in the next couple of days to visit them, seeing that just as Mary did, a need for her to go to Elizabeth, can we find someone that we know that needs that visit very, very much? Would you please stand? We now take this time that is given to us, offering to our loving God some of the needs we have, our prayers of petition, our prayers of thanksgiving that we wish to place before the Lord. For our Holy Father and all of our bishops and priests, in thanksgiving for their service to Christ and His church, and for an increase in holy vocations to the priesthood and consecrated life, for this we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all Christians, that we will not love the things of this world, but will follow the example of Jesus Christ, who came into the world as a humble infant, for this we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace in the Middle East, in the land made holy by our Lord's birth and life and death, for this we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace in our own nation, that our Lord will unite us all with a deep respect for one another and wisdom for our government leaders, for this we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For blessings on Bishop William Callahan on his Episcopal anniversary, in thanksgiving for his service to the Diocese of La Crosse and for his support of Relevant Radio and for whom this Mass is being offered. For him we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them. For this we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And we pause now to add our own needs in a moment of quiet prayer. Loving God, we know that you do hear these prayers that we have voiced out, those that are still within our hearts left unsaid. Please listen to us carefully and then respond to us in the way that only you do know to be best. We ask this with great confidence through Christ our Lord. Amen.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God.
By the mystery of this water and this wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
And pray that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his church.
Be pleased, O Lord, to accept the offerings of your church. For in your mercy you have given them to be offered, and by your power you transform them into the mystery of our salvation. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
And let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For all the oracles of the prophets foretold him. The Virgin Mother longed for him with love beyond all telling. John the Baptist sang of his coming and proclaimed his presence when at last he came. It is by his gift that already we rejoice at the mystery of his nativity, so that he may find us watchful in prayer and exultant in his praise. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and the powers of heaven, we pray the prayer of your glory as without end we acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and the blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, David our Bishop, the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. And have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, with Saint Peter Canisius, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, that we too may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. For it is through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant your peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Very safely extend to one another a greeting of peace.
Peace be with you. Thank you.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you. And together we pray, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, But only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. For those of you watching or listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. Participation in this divine mystery provide enduring protection for your people, so that being subject to your glorious majesty and dedicated service, they may know abundant health in mind and body through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Amen.
We bow our heads and we ask God to bless us. May the Lord Jesus Christ be with you, that he may defend you, within you that he may sustain you, before you that he may lead you, behind you that he may protect you, above you that he may bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our Mass and our celebration is ending here. We are sent forth to love and to serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Prayer to St. Michael. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. And prayer to Our Lady of Good Health. Our Lady of Good Health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, We implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with RelevantRadio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer. Hope restored, hearts healed, lives changed. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Let's go to Nancy now, listening in Los Angeles. Hi, Nancy.
I've been away from the church for about 50 years. My daughter's a fervent Catholic, and I just happened to come across your station 3 months ago. And I feel that I found a whole new world for myself, and soon I hope to go to confession. I can't tell
you fantastic.
What listening to you and Drew as well. You two have really brought me back to the church, and my daughter is so grateful, and she's amazed. In fact, she went to church yesterday, and she brought back your bumper sticker and all kinds of information about your radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And I got your book, Pulp Fiction, and it's an amazing book.
Thank you.
That's a book I needed
very
much. So I just want to tell you that without having found that station, I think I would still be in what you might say, limbo. And I just want to call to thank you, and I'm praying every day, and it's just changed my life completely. And
that is beautiful, Nancy. Wow. And if you were away for 50 years?
Yes.
During that 50-year span, Nancy, sounds like you maybe fell away in your 30s. During that span of time, did you ever feel kind of nervous and worried and conscience bothering you,
yes.
but you didn't quite come
yes.
back?
Yes, very much
mm-hmm.
so.
And now that's all gone, right? Because now it's been replaced with peace.
Well, yes, I'm finding peace. I tell everyone about you. I'm trying to spread the word. So.
Thank you.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you.
We're only able to broadcast because of your generous support. Donate safely and quickly online at RelevantRadio.com or by using the Relevant Radio app. Relevant Radio can always be heard loud and clear
on your smart speaker.
Listen live, listen to your favorite show whenever it fits your schedule, access our exclusive In Conversation with God podcast, the Glenn Story Corner podcast, and more.